Welcome into the studio. The Eagles, obviously a big focus of the national media this week, and we invite one of the greatest here to our studio. ESPN Sal Palantonio joins me, Dave Spadaro. And Sal, the talk all week has been about the Sanchez. You had a chance to talk to him. You've seen him around. You've seen him in this new environment here. Is he any different than what he was as the starter in New York?
No, I followed his career, David, from the day he was drafted. I was there the day he was drafted by the New York Jets. I watched him grow, covered him on the road when they went to two AFC championship games, covered him in Cortland when the Tim Tebow extravaganza was in full swing, and I was there for 23 straight days doing live shots. So I've seen the major ups, the peaks, and the valleys, and it's good. It's always good to see an NFL player or any kind of athlete have a second chance like this. And here he's got a great opportunity. He's never had a cast around him like this. I think he's excited about that. He's always been a charismatic guy. But sometimes that charisma has been a false god, if you will, right? You know, because he'll go out on the field and he won't back it up. So I'm anxious to see with Chip Kelly and this cast around him, he's never had this good of an offensive line. He's never had this good of a wide receiving core. He's obviously never had a running back like this. And he's never had a play caller, play designer like Chip Kelly. So he can't possibly fail in this situation. I think he's really excited about it.
When I watched him on Sunday and watching him in the preseason, the word that comes to mind is he plays with a lot of joy, a lot of enthusiasm. And I don't remember him having that kind of energy and tempo. And
who does he remind you of?
Jeff Garcia.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I spoke to him earlier this week. We reminisced about 2006 when Jeff came in and took over this building and took this team down the stretch.
I think they're very similar situations.
And
similar personalities.
And listen, they both played Carolina Monday Night Football. Garcia did after losing to Indianapolis, and so does Sanchez after playing in Houston.
Yeah.
A little fact where you can use sometime over
the major difference was what? He won in Arizona. He won in Houston.
He won in Houston, and
Jeff
Garcia lost
in Indianapolis.
And they both came in, and Jeff really said that everybody around him supported him. I think that's the same way with Mark.
There's no question about that. But here are my major reservations.
Okay. Am I getting too giddy about Mark Sanchez?
No, I don't. I don't expect you to be giddy or anyways. I think your analysis is good. He's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of charisma. But again, it's always turned into a situation where he hasn't backed it up. And I'm very anxious to see him back it up.
When he played poorly, what happened? What kind of...
He plays frenetic. He plays too fast. He doesn't allow the game come to him. He's always trying to push stuff on the game that's not there. And he turns the ball over. You got to remember, since he came into the league in 2009, he leads the NFL in turnovers per game. 1.4. His 2 years as a starter, last 2 years as a starter, 2011, 2012, 52 combined turnovers. This team is plagued right now with giving the ball away. 21 turnovers, lead the NFL. And yet they're 6-2.
Yeah.
They have 11 different offensive linemen, tied with the league lead with Atlanta Falcons. And yet they're 6-2. They've had 35 plays in their rushing game that's ended in zero or negative yards. And yet, they're 6-2.
Yeah. On the other side of the ball, big loss. D'Amico Ryan's valuable in so many ways. How do the Eagles rally around and replace him?
Well, they're a gang-tackling team anyway in the run game. And Bill Davis will take Casey Matthews off the field when they go into passing situations. You'll have Acho come in. So I think that will help considerably. I was always against the idea of D'Amico Ryans playing so many snaps, and it just caught up with him.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. You know, everybody knows what he did with this defense, what he meant to this defense. His loss, in my opinion, much bigger than the loss of Nick Foles.
Take me down the stretch. Tell me win or loss. Carolina.
Win.
At Green Bay.
I'm going to shock and amaze you, Joe Frazier. I'm going win.
I like that. Tennessee at home.
That's a win.
And then Dallas.
In Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Now, remember, the Cowboys have a Sunday night game against the Giants in New York.
I'm going to say the Eagles win that game.
Okay, then they come home with Seattle.
I'm going to win Seattle.
Dallas at home.
They beat Dallas.
Now we're cruising here. We're cruising.
And then you got two away games.
Washington and New York.
Yeah, Washington will be out of it, and New York will be looking for another head coach.
Run the table, baby! So you heard it from Sal Palantonio, ESPN. Thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.